Hello everyone, this is just a quick update. I have got a post from yesterday, a boo from yesterday that I want to upload. It's just Obi and I, or I think my mum's in it a bit, at the garden centre. We went out for the afternoon. There was one part where I thought I paused it and I hadn't, so I've got to listen to it to make sure I didn't give anything vital away. Well, not that there's anything vital, but I didn't say anything inappropriate. I don't think I did. I think I was just being a bit miserable and saying I felt sick. Because I haven't been eating much. And I got this... We went in this cafe. This isn't on the recording. It's like a big food court. It's called Ruxley Manor Garden Centre. And it used to be much smaller. There's an old manor house. An old house. And this family turned it into a garden nursery a long time ago. And then they've made it huge now. They had a fire about 6 years ago, and then when they rebuilt it, they made it much bigger, and it's got pets and aquatics, and it's got obviously all indoor and outdoor garden stuff. You know, it's got greenhouses, and they've got at Christmas they have reindeer there, real ones, and I don't know if they belong to this family or whether they get them in from somewhere else, but they're all related. Yesterday it was Bluebell and Bramble, but we weren't allowed to touch them, unfortunately, which was a bit of a shame because I couldn't see them, obviously. And then there's a whole pet section with all toys. I bought the dogs a toy each. But anyway, in the food court, you've got this huge... And it's got all these different counters, like you get soup. I couldn't make up. Well, we kept going from counter to counter, and I kept saying, yeah, I'll have this, I'll have that. And then we went to the next one. The soups they had that were vegetarian were carrot and coriander, I think. Tomato and basil. I don't like that much, and I don't like carrot and coriander. But they didn't have that. They had orange and basil. No. Carrot and basil, is that right? No, I'm going to swear in a minute. Tomato and basil. And then they had apple and parsnip, which I wanted. And then they could do your cheese toasted to go with it. But I decided not to have that in the end. First of all, I started out wanting a jacket potato with tuna and sweet corn. Then we went to another counter and I wanted the soup. I didn't want sandwiches as a whole deli place. I didn't want any of that. And then we went to the salad bar. And I ended up having a small vegetarian quiche, which was the last one. I think it was cheese and onion or something like that. And then we had these potato salad, but the sauce, the mayonnaise was like mustard. And then coleslaw and I had... There was loads of other stuff, but I didn't have that. And I had some Greek salad. It was spring onions, tomatoes, feta cheese and olives. That was really nice. But Obi said, do you want a lot? And I said, yes. And his lot and my lot obviously don't equate to the same thing because... He loaded my plate and I couldn't eat any of it, hardly any. I ate my quiche. We went with my mum and a friend. Anyway, he asked them to pack it up for us to bring home. They said they don't normally do it, but they did it for him. He seems to be able to get round everybody. It makes me sick, although it was to our advantage. If I went and I said, no. Anyway, so I had that today. But I felt sick because I hadn't eaten. I mean, the couple of days beforehand, I had a Tesco's macaroni cheese. My appetite is just really not very good at the moment. I had a macaroni cheese from Tesco's, which was 600 grams, and I made it last me 3 days. I didn't heat it up every time. I opened the carton up, took some out, put it in a bowl, heated it up. I couldn't even eat the first lot I took out. I ate a few mouthfuls and that was it. I managed to finally finish it after the third day. The date was okay on it still. And that's what I've been eating. Another day I went to the hospital and I just had a bagel, a packet of crisps and a hot chocolate. That's all I had the whole day. I can't seem to eat much. And I didn't even eat that all in one go, the bagel. I ate some of it at the hospital, the rest of it in the evening. So then when I was presented with this plate, I started stuffing my guts because I was quite hungry. And then I really quickly got full up because I hadn't been eating much and I felt really sick. But it passed through and I've gradually eaten. I've got two cartons of salad. They weren't both full up. Two little cartons of salad and they put cling film over the top. And we put them home, took them home and put them in the fridge. And I had some of it last night and the rest of it lunchtime today. Wasn't much that was left by the time I got to lunchtime. So I've just made myself a Linda McCartney sausage roll. Now, I know that's really fattening, but the way I'm going lately, I'm not even going to worry about that. So it's a vegetarian one, and it's got like, I don't really like Linda McCartney sausages. My mum loves them. I don't. I prefer corn ones. But the sausage meat in the Linda McCartney sausage rolls is really nice. I like that. They're a bit greasy, but I'm sure they've got smaller. So I had a load of some frozen, well, we got some fresh like party food from Tesco's and we froze it. They come frozen anyway. And I'm here on my own because Obi's at work and Ronan's at his dad's this weekend and Connor's at, well, he was at work, but he might still be at work, but then he's going to his girlfriend's. So there's nobody to ask. I kind of remembered the size of the box and that. I'm quite good at things like that. I suspect most of you can't see are if you don't have any labelling devices, which I don't. You know, I found it and I thought, I think these are vegetarian ones, but I'm not 100% sure. But I don't think we even bought any normal sausage rolls. And if I do, I normally tend to get cocktail ones anyway. These ones you can, for the vegetarians among us, which is actually basically just me and my mum, we can cut these ones up and make them into cocktail sausages when they're done, do you know what I mean, if we want to. Or to make them go further. You get six in the pack, and I had one, and it was really nice, and now I wish I'd had two. And I'm going to go and put another one in while I'm talking to you. I'm just going to eat the crumbs off the plate. Sorry to be a heathen. I've just made a cup of tea. I haven't been feeling great. I'm supposed to go to the hairdresser's today to have a trim and my roots done and colour, you know. I got ready to go. I called the taxi and everything and I couldn't go. I felt really weak. I felt like it when I was out yesterday, but I got pushed around in a wheelchair. And today, I couldn't hack it. I rang him up. I actually started crying when I was talking to him. He's so nice. He's older than me, but his mum's had a fall and she's in her 80s and she's doing better than I am. She's got a plate put in her hip and she's getting around on crutches. And I said, well, I can't use crutches and I've only broke my bloody foot. I said, mind you, she can take painkillers for it. And I said, I can't take any pain. Well, obviously she can. And someone else told me, oh yeah, my auntie rang up and she's got these ulcers on her ankle. She's in her 80s as well. Said it's really painful. She can take painkillers that I can't take. Everyone can. It's a real pain, excuse the pun, and certainly no pun intended. But I said to him, can you come out? I've never asked him to come out and do my hair at home. He said, you know, he can, but it won't be for Christmas. He was really nice. He was so sympathetic. He didn't even know I broke my foot. I said, it's not just that. I said, I feel kind of really weak. I said, I forgot to take my erythropoietin. I didn't tell him that because he don't know what that is. Nobody does. You don't know, probably don't know either. Injection. I meant to do it every 2 weeks, and it's due again. It was due 2 weeks ago. No, it was due. It'll be 2 weeks ago. On Monday coming, it will be 2 weeks since I should have done it, and I didn't. I forgot, and that's probably why I'm feeling so weak. I'm not feeling as bad as I did this morning because I slept for a few hours this afternoon, and I also slept all night. Because going out, it really tires me out now, even if I'm not walking about. And it's because I haven't done this injection. And I know it's my own fault, because I always get this if I leave it too long. And so I went to do it. I told him that that's why, the reason I said, I've got an injection I'm supposed to do and I haven't done it. And I said, it's my own fault. And I started crying and I said, my broken foot. And, you know, it was really nice. And anyway, he said he can fit me in on Christmas Eve, because he's not in every day. I'm hoping to feel better by then. So straight away, I cancelled the taxi. And straight away, I went to take my injection and I ballsed it up. I put it into my leg and I squeezed it too quickly. And it all squirted everywhere. So I didn't know if any went in. I think a little tiny bit might have done, but I don't think much did. But I could feel the puncture wound in my leg. So I knew that it had actually gone into my leg. It didn't just squirt everywhere. I felt the prick. So I rang the hospital because, of course, it's not the clinic's closed. There's a number we can ring. It's one of the wards. And I said, can I speak to a doctor, please? And he said, what's it about? He was really nice. He was obviously a nurse or an orderly or some whatever they're called. He seemed quite knowledgeable. I think he must have been a staff nurse, maybe. And he said, go and ask the doctor. I said, can I take another injection straight away or do I have to leave it? he came back quite quickly saying that the doctor said omit it. And I thought, well, I can't, because I can't omit it for another 2 weeks because I don't feel well enough and I've already done that. So he said, how often do you do your injection? I said, every 2 weeks. And he went, oh dear, it's one of the long lasting ones. So he went off to find out again, and he never came. I was about 20 minutes and he never came back. So in the end, I cut the call and I thought, do you know what? I'll leave it for now. I won't do it. It probably is fine to do that, but I'm here on my own. I don't know what effect it could have. So what I'll do, I'll go and not do it, and I'll go and ring my normal clinic on a Monday and get them to speak to the doctors, and I'm sure they're going to say it's fine. And if they say it's fine, then I believe what they say, and I will do it. But until then, I know I should, but I don't. I'd like to hear the. I'm not always. I mean, these people are obviously. It's weekend, and they might be junior doctors, and I don't know how experienced they are. So I'd rather know that the advice I'm given is from somebody who is someone I know and have been treated by, and they know me, if you know what I mean. And as I went for a sleep, I'd have felt well enough to do something I haven't done since I broke my foot. It was tiring, because walking on my foot is very tiring, apart from the other issues, and it's also painful. But I managed to feed all the animals. Well, I haven't fed my dog. Oh yeah, I've fed my dogs. I thought I'm coming or going. I was doing a direct message to somebody, and I said, oh, I haven't fed the dogs yet, and I fed them while I was talking to her, and I've taken them out, and I've fed the cats, and I've changed all their water. So at least I've done that, because Obi's not going to get until gone midnight. I don't want the animals to have to wait that long. And I don't want him to have to do it when he gets in, because it's late and he's got to be in work again. He's in Victoria today, so he's going to get home about 12:15. He's got to be up at London Bridge by bloody 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. Why they do that, I don't know. So that means leaving here about 4:45. So it's, you know, gets in at 12:15. So I don't want him to have to do anything. If I'm upstairs by then and, like, thinking I'm going to sleep or in bed, he can take the dogs out. That doesn't take any effort. One more time, you know, he can take them out. But apart from that, he hasn't got to do anything else. The kitchen's a bit untidy, but I can't stay on my feet long enough to do that. Because when I'm feeding the animals, putting weight on my foot is worse than walking on it. And it's more awkward. And if I stand on one leg, I might overbalance or something. If I crash onto the dishwasher door, that's going to be the end of the dishwasher for Christmas. So I'm going to leave that. I'm afraid he's going to have to do that probably when he gets in from work tomorrow, which should be about 3 o'clock. I can help, although the only help he might need is just to... I might do it. I'm not going to say I won't do it. I might do it later on, or I might even do it in the morning for him, or I might do some of it. I might just put the dishwasher stuff away and let him reload it. I'm trying to do my bit, because I know he's working and that. But my foot is actually quite painful today, because I've walked on it more than I should do. So I've got to really take it easy. So I'm going to go and put this in the oven. I probably won't talk to you the whole time, because it takes... I should have done it at the beginning. Oh, it is quite painful, you know. I've got to try and get up now. My cushions on the sofa, I don't know why, the seat cushions, when you sit on it, it comes forward, and it's this particular one. The others don't do it. It kind of hangs off. Oh, God. Standing up is an ordeal, believe me. Believe me. Friends. Oh, I'm trying to push the cushion back on now. Look, I've just fed you, boy. Stop it. You've had plenty. Okay, sometimes I have to stop a couple of steps after I start walking. Stop it! I'm shuffling along in my slippers, which is the only thing, by the way, I can wear on my feet, even when I go out. Now, I've got Club Classics on. I'm feeling quite tired now. Now, what am I looking for? Where are these things? I found them before. Here they are. Is this them? Yay. Okay, I'm going to put it in. Okay, put it on. Okay, I'll try. Put it in the oven. Okay, here we go. just going to get my tea. I'm sure it's going cold now. Oh, no, it isn't. Oh, it's not a stupid tea bag. It's
probably really strong.
Did you eat all your food, Tooth Tooth? All his food. I'm gonna kick his dish on the way past with my good foot. I can't find his dish. He's moved it. I think that means he's eaten his dried food. Where's your damn dish? Oh, I can't even be bothered. He's moved it right away, so he must have eaten it, I think. Ah, oh, sorry. Oh dear. Let me sit down. Quick. Oh dear. It's really not good, you know. It won't be forever, I hope. I haven't been doing what I'm supposed to do with it, though, because I can't. I can't wear that air boot because I can't use the crutches and I can't walk in it because it's too high for the other foot, if you know what I mean. That's because you're meant to use crutches with it. I'm going to try and keep off of it now for the rest of the day, really. Just going up and down, walking around upstairs. I've got to make the bed, do dialysis a few times, and try and, I don't think when I go up in a minute, I'm not going to come back down again today, I don't think. It's a bit depressing, but I have got tea and coffee making facilities up there, but I think my cups, I hadn't used them for ages, so they got put in the dishwasher, and I'm not going to try and carry them upstairs because it's like, they're quite good. They're like a mug tree, which is like a metal thing, and they stack one on top of the other. It's not like a hanging one. They all fit together. They're not very big cups, and they've got like a ridge at the top, like a rim that's about an inch deep, and then it's when you slide it into the cup below it, they all go together, if you know what I mean. I don't know if that's... I didn't explain that very well, but... And they slot in together. And I've got a plastic tray. It's all matching stuff, of course. Well, I haven't very often used it because I don't need to, but now I do, and I haven't... You know, I don't start that. That's it. we got the Christmas tree up. Ronan put that up the other day. But I haven't put the lights on it because I can't really see them. I wish I could. I used to love that about Christmas. I can't really see them, and I'm frightened I'm going to go up to... I'm going to crawl on my hands and knees to get behind Niall's bed and behind the sideboard where the TV and all the cable box and everything is and the router and all that crap to turn it off. So I don't really want to have to be doing that. So when I'm here on my own, I don't tend to have them on. Because I'm very safety conscious and I don't want to be... Oh, talking of safety conscious, last night we got home about 8 o'clock. I went and did dialysis and Obi started feeding the animals and doing all that and, you know, what he had to do. And he sat down in between times and he was tired. And I fell asleep upstairs listening to the message that I did about the garden centre and then I fell asleep. Well, I woke up and it was about 1:30. Well, all of a sudden I heard this bang and I jumped out of bed and I was like, what's that? The TV was on down here and I knew he must have fallen asleep. And he boiled an egg and it had boiled dry and exploded. On my nice clean oven, well, the hob, I think he's cleaned it again, though. I'm going to sneeze, I think. I had it cleaned the other day, the whole thing. It cost me a lot of money. Oh, it didn't come. That's so annoying. I've got a double oven and a glass hob. It's electric. And, well, the top oven's a grill and an oven. It's, you know, it depends which way you turn the knob. And, sorry, I'm going to blow my nose. I'm not going to sit here sniffing at you. And, excuse me, please. Sorry about that. The It cost me 70 quid, which is a lot of money, but it really needed doing. I mean, it's only, like, not even 3 years old, but I had a couple of accidents with it, with some cheese sauce, because when I make a fish pie, I normally make my own sauce in the microwave with flour and milk and all that, cheese, obviously, and mustard and black pepper and whatever. But this time, I decided to buy one. I used to buy one sometimes, and it was fine, and then they stopped making it. It was a Tesco's one, so I tried another one. And, of course, when you can't see, you don't read the instructions. So I used it, and it boiled over everywhere in the oven. It went everywhere, all on the bottom of the oven. And it's really hard to get right down that low to clean it. And then I did it the same thing again with the same sauce. And then I said, look, there must be something in this because, you know, it can happen once but not twice. So Obi looked at it and he said, you're not supposed to bring it to the boil. So obviously you're not meant to put it in the oven. It's meant to be like on the hob or whatever. And it would boil over, and it did twice, and it was disgusting. We couldn't get it off. We tried, you know, several different oven cleaners, which I don't like using because they're not very environmentally friendly and they smell disgusting, and I don't like getting near them because I think they can affect your breathing and stuff. And I don't like using it afterwards, so we tried that. We tried Brillo pads. We just couldn't seem to get it off. I think we let it go cold. We should have done it while it was warm, probably. But I actually didn't even realise that it happened. And, of course, it had gone all over the shelves that were underneath it. And it was a right state. I think I must have put it directly onto the shelf and not on a... Well, obviously, I didn't put it... I put the fish was in a pie dish, but I didn't put it on another tray, otherwise it wouldn't have happened that way. It would have gone all over the tray, wouldn't it? I usually put it on, like, a flat baking tray, but I obviously didn't on this occasion for whatever reason, or on these occasions. So I wanted to get it done last year. They kept ringing me last year because this happened, well, about a year and a half ago. They kept ringing me, and I kept saying, yeah, ring me in October, ring me, because I couldn't really afford it. But anyway, it is worth it. They said they use environmentally friendly chemicals. Well, they don't use chemicals. It's all environmentally friendly. It takes about an hour. You can use it straight away. It doesn't smell, and it comes up looking like new. And I thought, well, I've got my doubts about that. And I said, well, I've told them what happened to mine. They said, oh, I expect we've seen worse. And I thought, yeah, I bet you haven't. Anyway, it has come up like new. I'm paranoid about it now. If anyone messes up my oven, there's going to be big trouble, and they can bloody well pay for it. Because the shelves have come up like new. And the bottom of it, where all the stuff was, it was like baked on 1,000 times where I'd used the oven. It's just like when I bought it. So they fair play to him. And he was only here an hour. And that's it. So I'm really pleased about that. Of course, my son Connor's going to be cooking a turkey and he's probably going to mess it all up again. But I'm going to get it cleaned straight away this time. I'm going to clean it straight away. I'll get someone else to do it. I'm going to be on their case because I'm not having it going like that again. It's lovely to have a new oven because it's a very good oven. It's a Zanussi one and I really like it. It can do lots of things that I don't even use it for. I think it can defrost as well, but I've never used it for that. It was quite an expensive one, you know, after the fire. Anyway, I think I've talked a load of boring old crap. I'm going to try and catch up with some of the audio booze. I haven't really listened to anybody for a while. I've been feeling a bit depressed, really. I don't really know why. I think it's because things weren't going great. And, you know, I've had trouble with my appointments at the hospital and the transport and feeling like I'm not getting anywhere. And then on top of it all, I broke my foot and now I can't get out at all. Not that I was getting out much, but at least I could if I wanted to. Now I really can't. I'm really housebound at the moment. And Ronan's often not here. He goes to his partner's a lot and stays there. So, you know, I'm at home a lot on my own when I wouldn't be, you know. And I think... I don't see a lot of him all the time when he's here. He spends a lot of time in his room or whatever, but I know there's someone else in the house and it's a bit of company. I mean, I'm not really lonely because of the dogs, but it gives you more time to brood about things, you know, and Obi's at work a lot, of course. And he's going to be working... he's working tomorrow, Monday, Tuesday. He's got Wednesday off, so he's coming to the hospital with me. It's just so it happens, after the cock-up with the transport, that... They didn't give him any work that day. It's not because they let him have another day off, because they wouldn't. But then he's working Christmas Eve till 9 o'clock in the evening. He's got Christmas Day and Boxing Day off, and then he's got straight 8 straight days after that. 27th, 28th, 29th, 30th, 31st, New Year's Day, 2nd and 3rd is working. Late shifts, which I hate, but he's only at Alpington, so he will get home more quickly, and he won't have to leave so early to go. He can leave like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I think he's doing 3.30 to 12.30, that's it, I think. So he will be there. You know, he can leave here at 3 o'clock and get there in time, which is good, because normally he has to, like, leave 2 hours before. Well, depending on where he is, but a lot of the time he does. And even in the night, when he's got to get night buses, sometimes it's 3 hours. And the other night he had to leave at 3 o'clock to get somewhere. So anyway, at least he's nearer. So any of you who live around this way, you might come across him at Alpington again. Anyway, I think I'm going to love you and leave you for now. Let's see what time it is. Free on free Wi-Fi bar, 1955. I've still got another 20 minutes from here. Vodafone UK Network, audio boom. Before my sausage roll's ready, and I'm beginning to wish I didn't cook it now. Because, you know, like, when you first finish eating something and you're still hungry, if you leave it for a while, you can guarantee you don't want it. Well, I will eat it, though, because it's not very nice cold and you can't really heat it up. So they're not very big. I'm really sure they've got a lot smaller. They're not as fat as they used to be, if you know what I mean. They don't expand as much. Mind you, it might be because sometimes I used to put the opening on the top. You know, it's got like the pastry opening. It's meant to go underneath, of course. So it makes it look a lot bigger because it opens out. I used to forget which way it went, but now I know. Anyway, folks, I hope you're all having a good time. And if I don't come on here again, I'm sure I will before Christmas. But if I don't, then I have a good Christmas. Have a fantastic Christmas. And a Happy New Year. I'm sure I'll be on here before then because I've just updated my account. It ran out. And I thought, shall I? And then I thought, okay, I'm only doing it monthly. So I've got nothing to lose because I mostly use it for direct messaging. So once that feature's gone, I was wondering whether to even have a Plus account, and that's still under review. But I think I'm going to sneeze again, so I'm going. Bye bye. Post alert. Cancel. Cancel. Save draft.